Hi, my name is Sydney Mitchell.
Hi, I'm Matthew Brickman, Florida Supreme Court mediator. Welcome to the Mediate This podcast, where we discuss everything mediation and conflict resolution.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode of Mediate This. I'm Sydney, sitting here with Matthew, and today we are going to be answering some of the questions that you, our listeners, have been submitting to us about all things divorce and mediation. So let's just jump right in. If you do have a question in the future that you would love for us to dive into on an episode of Mediate This, you can just send an email, submit your questions to info@ichatmediation.com. It'll get sent directly to us, and we'll hopefully be able to answer your questions here. Let's switch gears a little bit. This next question reads, should a financial advisor be a part of my divorce team?
That's a good question. It depends.
First, can I ask you, Matthew, when this person says divorce team, who does that include? What does that mean? I've just never heard it phrased that way before. So I wanted
okay,
to,
so,
how would you interpret that?
Okay, so this could probably be interpreted a couple of different ways. So one way to talk about it is divorce team could be like whoever is helping me. Team of one, like is it just my mediator? Is that my divorce team, right?
That or an attorney or
yeah, is this the attorney and the paralegal and maybe the junior associate and or the mediator. Another way could be collaborative divorce. And collaborative divorce is sort of a newer type of a concept. I'll go on the record saying I am not in any way, shape, or form a supporter or advocate of collaborative divorce. And here's why. In theory, it's phenomenal. Oh my gosh, it's absolutely phenomenal.
I was going to say, can you explain what collaborative divorce is?
So because that is a divorce team. Like that is a team. Like when you think a team, you think baseball, soccer, volleyball, basketball. It's a group of people, right? It's a team. You know, it's the OJ trial team. It's just not, hey, it's an attorney. We got a whole team of attorneys. Okay, so a divorce team. In collaborative law, you've got the husband and the wife, okay? Now, on the husband's team, he has his attorney, and the wife on her team has her attorney. Then they will both share in a financial advisor. They will share a therapist, and they will share a mediator.
That's what it means to conduct a collaborative divorce.
So in a collaborative divorce, you've got two attorneys, you've got a mediator, you've got a financial advisor or forensic accountant, and you've got a therapist. Now, in theory, that's great. Like you're going to have someone there that's going to help you with your emotions. Someone's going to help you with your finances. You got two, you know, your attorneys who are guiding you on the law, and then you got a mediator who's going to facilitate the conversation between everybody. Wow, this thing's going to be a success. It's amazing. In theory, who's got money to pay all the professionals? That's a lot of professionals you're paying, hundreds and hundreds. I mean, so just think, the attorneys are probably anywhere between $250 to $500 an hour each, give or take, right? Your mediator is probably anywhere between $200 to $400 an hour. Okay. Your financial advisor is probably about $250 to $350 or so an hour. And your therapist is probably about that as well. Well, do the math. You're spending a lot of money for a lot of professionals.
I mean, per hour, that's a grand?
Oh, you're over. You're probably over. Yeah. Easy, right? So, you know, in each of them paying $500, you know, if they're splitting it all. So in any case. So, who needs the team? People that have a lot of money that can afford the team, right? Problem, though, is people that can afford the team aren't dumb enough to waste it on all the professionals. They are financially smart enough, because that's how they got there in the first place, to be able to handle their own affairs and not have to include all this stuff and waste the money. The people that really need the team, they can't afford the team. It's too much money to afford them. So in theory, it is a great, great concept. And there's a lot of people, and people have said for years, Matthew, you've got to get certified as a collaborative divorce mediator. Hell no, that's a waste of my time. Now, here's the other interesting thing, Sydney. Let's say, for example, that two people are hire an attorneys and want to do a collaborative divorce with the therapist and the financial advisor or forensic accountant, whatever, and the mediator, okay? And let's say they all come together, and there's no agreement. Now they've got to take it to trial. They're not allowed to use the two attorneys that they already retained and paid for collaborative divorce. They have to go get brand new attorneys. And those attorneys then need to get brought up on speed on all the discussions and all the discovery and all the document exchange and stuff, because you can't use the same attorneys. Now, in a way, that's good because the attorneys in collaborative divorce and the mediation have incentive to settle, not drag it to court, because they can't represent them in court, right? The problem, though, is who can afford that? You're now talking four attorneys, a mediator, forensic accountant or financial advisor, and a therapist. Come on.
This better be worth it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but look, you're talking multi, I mean, like it would be like multi, the only thing that would make sense is it would have to be at least multi-million to even bother. And yeah, they're not dumb enough to waste their money on all of that. Now, they may have a financial advisor or forensic accountant. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had divorces that are like, you know, a few hundred thousand, and they have a forensic accountant. It's not a divorce team, but they, but you know, for example, give you an example. I had one recently, had mediation recently, where the father owned his own business, and he was a truck driver. So it was what we call goodwill. There were no assets of the business except for his truck. And he was the business. If he got sick or he didn't drive, the business made no money. Now, when he did work, he was making like $300,000-$400,000 a year. But, and so the wife is like, his business is worth $300,000. I want $150,000 for his half of the business. And his attorney's like, his business is not worth $300,000. He has a used truck. He's got some tools. Like, no. And she's like, oh, no, well, you know, well, I want alimony then because he makes this much money. Well, not exactly. He may make 300, but then he's got his fuel. He's got his charges. He's got his insurance. He's got this. He's got then the union, and then he's got all the stuff. So at the end of the day, no, he's got all these business expenses, and these are legitimate business expenses. Well, no, I don't believe that. So she's like, well, then, you know, her attorney's like, look, you're going to need a forensic accountant then. Okay, great. That's $7,500 to $10,000. And she didn't even have the money to pay her attorney. Her attorney is owed thousands of dollars. And she's like, oh yeah, and I'm going to get a forensic on your ass. With what money? And if you think for a second that he's going to say, hey, I'll pay your attorney's fees and pay your forensic accountant fees to come after me, well, she got nothing coming. Mm-hmm. So a financial advisor, and you know, and it depends, because you know, we're throwing around the word financial advisor, forensic accountant, right? Because a financial advisor to me is one that says, hey, Matthew, you've got an IRA. We need to divide it up, and you know, you need to diversify your portfolio. Like, that's advising me. Yeah. Or says, hey, look, are you looking for an investment? You know, I've got this investment, or maybe you buy a little bit of this stock, or that's an advisor. So should someone be part of your divorce team? Well, I think that if you get divorced and if you have money IRA, then you need a financial advisor after the fact to help you put it where it needs to go to grow it, you know, but they're not really part of your divorce team, because there's a financial advisor is really after the fact. Like, you get your money and now you're going, okay, what am I going to do with $300,000, $500,000? Like, I guess I need to invest it somewhere. That's a financial advisor. So I think both of those, Sydney, like financial advisor, forensic accountant, divorce team, you know, the terms itself, hopefully for the listener that asked that, we sort of took sort of all of it, like financial accountant, financial advisor, You know, do you need an accountant? Do you need a team? Do you just need, now I've had people like, you know, like I said, I mean, about 30% of my business is pro se, which there's no attorneys, which means there's no team. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the husband, the wife, and the mediator. And yeah, you're going to save a lot of money. There's more money and you know, for the listeners, there's more money in your pocket than in every professional's pocket, because the only ones that will win in something like that are the professionals. You know, you want a collaborative divorce, fine. Whatever you have, say goodbye to it, because mm-hmm. the therapist and the mediator and the attorneys and the financial advisor or your forensic accountant, they're all got a hand in your pocket. And so at the end of the day, when you're going, okay, we've got to divide up this retirement of $100,000, there ain't going to be no $100,000 there, because you're going to get your 50, and then you're going to be paying all these professionals that helped you get your 50. So now you know, what are you left with? Right. And don't think, and here's the other thing. People should never think, well, I don't have the money to pay my attorney, and then once I get the money, then fine, then I can pay them, or, oh, I'm going to get my house. Look, they're going to get their money. They may even put a lien on your home, but they will get their money. They can legally do that. So you get your home and you don't pay your attorney bill, they'll put a lien. So when you finally sell your home off the net proceeds, before you get your money, your attorney's getting paid. Mm-hmm. So these are things that people need to think of. Financial planners, forensic accountants, mm-hmm. you know, they can put liens on your property. They will get paid. So, so hopefully that answers that listener's question for financial advisor and divorce team.
Occasionally, Sydney and I will be releasing Q&A bonus episodes where we will answer your questions and give you a personal shout out.
If you have a comment or question regarding anything that we discuss, email us at info@ichatmediation.com. That's info@ichatmediation.com. And stay tuned to hear your shout out and have your question answered here on the show.
For more information about my services or to schedule your mediation with me, either in person or using my iChat Mediation virtual platform built by Cisco Communications, visit me online at imediateinc.com. Call me at 561-262-9121, toll free at 877-822-1479, or email me at mbrickman@ichatmediation.com.